May 27, page 161, The Highway to Health. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Psalm 34:15. The consciousness of right doing is the best medicine for diseased bodies and minds. The special blessing of God resting upon the receiver is health and strength. One whose mind is quiet and satisfied in God is on the highway to health. To have the consciousness that the eye of the Lord is upon us and that his ear is open to our prayers is a satisfaction indeed. To know that we have a never-failing friend to whom we can confide all the secrets of the soul is a happiness which words can never express. Those whose moral faculties are clouded by disease are not the ones to rightly represent the Christian life or the beauties of holiness. They are too often in the fire of fanaticism or the water of cold indifference or stolid gloom. Those who do not feel that it is a religious duty to discipline the mind to dwell upon cheerful subjects will usually be found at one of two extremes. They will be elated by a continual round of exciting amusements, indulging in frivolous conversation, laughing and joking, or they will be depressed, having great trials and mental conflicts which they think but few have ever experienced or can understand. Appropriate labor, the healthy exercise of all their powers, would withdraw their thoughts from themselves. If they would train their minds to dwell upon themes which have nothing to do with self, they might yet be useful. Despondent feelings are frequently the result of too much leisure. The hands and mind should be occupied in useful labor, lightening the burdens of others, and those who are thus employed will benefit themselves also. The mind should be drawn away from self. Its power should be exercised in devising means to make others happier and better. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. True religion ennobles the mind, refines the taste, sanctifies the judgment, and makes its possessor a partaker of the purity and holiness of heaven. It brings angels near and separates us more and more from the spirit and influence of the world. It enters into all the acts and relations of life and gives us the spirit of a sound mind, and the result is happiness and peace. Signs of the Times, October 23, 1884.